Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 121. We are sitting down with Exhale Wellness Studio, and we're sitting down with a very special young lady named Caitlin Smith. Thank you so much to Caitlin for coming out and sitting down with us, chatting up, and we had a blast. Obviously, we adore you. We had so much fun. Brittany, didn't we have a lot of fun? Thank you, Brittany. We are so glad that you guys are listening. As always, I'm your host, Jose. Welcome to Finding Arizona Podcast. Let's jump into a little bit of why we're here today. Go to www.findingarizonapodcast.com to check out all our episodes, and you can check out wonderful photos done by wonderful Brittany. Thank you, Brittany. And we can also reach us at Finding Arizona Podcast at all our social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Finding Arizona Podcast. We are so excited. Today is a very special Friday. Tomorrow is going to be one hectic, hectic weekend. And we are just celebrating by eating a little bit of pizza, doing a little bit of editing, and just hanging out with one another. A special date night. Right, Brittany?
Love you.
I love you, too. Thank you, guys. And we just want to say shout out to everyone out at Phoenix Flea. If you're listening to this, we will be recording live tomorrow with those guys. And that is actually going to go up on our Patreon page. It's going to be our special episode for the month. So shout out to all our new old friends over there at Phoenix Flea. And we are also going to a new spot that will be a part of the second half of a recording we did with Fancy Pants. The Fancy Pants events, they're having their sale over at the Power Square in Mesa. So please, if you're listening to this, go shop local. Thank you so much for being a fan of us. Thank you so much for being a fan of this community. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's jump right into the episode, episode number 121. Caitlin Smith, thank you so much. Hopefully we can make something happen over at the Exhale Wellness Studio. Hashtag Almost 30 Podcast Crew. Let's do this.
I didn't know if there's any rules.
No rules here. We're all about fun here. So let's do it. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona Podcast. We are always coming up with new people to come in here, and today is no different. We have a very close connection with this person because she was a part of the No Tribe magazine, the little book that we met with Sarah Bempkin, I believe.
Yes.
That's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you own your own studio, Exhale.
Exhale Wellness Studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Caitlin Smith.
Thank you. Oh my God, that was such a warm welcome.
Absolutely. We are very excited to have you on the show. Just there's a couple of connections that we're going to discuss about and gab about, because there's a lot of things that you and I shared in common that I want to pick your brain about.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah? Okay. First things first. Give us a brief summary of how you went from being a hostess at a family restaurant to owning your own studio like this.
You did do your research. Good job.
Yes.
I was not expecting that. Oh my gosh. It's a crazy journey. So I kind of feel like I have an unconventional path. Like right after high school, I went to ASU for about a year, and I was there for like communications because I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, I'll just choose communications.
Communication is a very wide berth of things that you can do and see and participate in.
Exactly. It's basically like you don't know what you're doing, so you're just spending a bunch of money for no reason.
At the end of the day, that's what we. I was like, why is half, like 90% of the football team just communications? Like,
exactly.
I pondered that question very hard at night.
That's exactly. So I was there for about a year, and then I ended up dropping out, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, so I don't want to spend all this money. Mm-hmm. So in that time, I had a long-term boyfriend at the time, and we spontaneously moved to Virginia for our summer because his uncle owned an organic farm out there.
Nice.
It was like 8 acres, and it was beautiful and amazing. And I knew nothing about farming, but I was like, let's do it. That's cool. Yeah. I'm not doing anything right now. So we packed up all our stuff and we moved out there for the summer. And I totally fell in love with just farming. It was so crazy. Yeah. Just the way, and then the way that it had an impact on my body too, was another like connection that I had with it. So we moved back here. We started our own urban farm in Tempe. We were selling at farmers markets, St. Francis, a few different hotels.
What's the, do you still participate in
no.
that? I mean, I know you said a long-term boyfriend, so I kind of feel bad asking you this question.
No, don't feel bad. No, we can get into all of those questions. So no, we ended up breaking up. And so I ended up leaving the farm because I moved out of the house that we were farming on. And I just thought that was best for both of us to not be doing business together. Yeah. So I ended up going back to school for, I went to the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts for holistic nutrition.
I hear that's like one of very like few. Yeah. We discussed this with the, we had another person who's opening up her studio on the West Side.
Oh, sweet.
And she said that this, that place was like one of the only two institutes and one randomly is here in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they do a really great job, especially since I went. They have so many other like certifications and degree programs. Yeah. So it's really grown, which is exciting to see. So I went to school for that. And then I just kind of worked for like chiropractic offices, naturopathic offices, because I still didn't know what I was going to do with all of that information.
Okay.
But I knew it was the first time in my life that I fell in love with like my body, I guess I could say. It came from like a very just eating disorder background. So it was the first time that food and I were like friends.
Yeah.
So I wanted to help other people feel that way, especially women. So I got into personal training, actually. I was then dating a personal trainer. I started strength training with him and I was like, this feels really good. Mm-hmm. So I got certified. I became a trainer at a little studio called Mint Body in Arcadia. Mm-hmm.
And we know Mint very well. No, this is like, again, we, you know, this has been 2 years going. So after a while, there's a lot of things that like overlap because we've interviewed Paige Poppy who did the mural art on there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's connections.
So cool. Yeah.
She's the best. And even I would so have talented. To say her dad is even cooler than me.
Really?
I'm just kidding. So it's, we met at Phoenix Flea and her dad every year I get to talk to him and chat him up and he's the best.
That's so cool. I trained Paige for a while. So she's so rad.
Yeah.
And she's so talented. So I was training there because they incorporated nutrition too. So I was doing personal training and that. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time where I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually helping women fall in love with their bodies. And it's not just about like getting M's or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was just hustling and it was going great. And I wanted to sit down with the owners to buy in as a partner. And they're like, well, what do you think about us selling it to you completely?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up buying it and I became the sole owner.
Nice.
And then I changed the name and I rebranded it. And that's how I birthed Exhale Wellness Studio.
Dang, that's awesome. That is unconventional, but very, you know, it's a testament to a lot of what I've been experiencing with every owner who comes in here. Persistence and just patience.
Yeah.
That those two things are fundamental to success, to, you know, any kind of business, and kind of also the aspect of learning what you're gonna do, taking your opportunities and picking out different places like chiropractics, things like that, little steps to help you gain knowledge and gain experience, and then all of it put together, you got a success story.
Thank you. It's crazy because at the time, and I was so young, it didn't make sense. It just always felt like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I love to do, but I don't know how to like actually do it. And then now looking back on it, I'm like, oh, damn, that all made sense now.
It's so like, exciting. Oh, I love those like aha moments. And we, you know, one of the things that I usually ask is what day, like, can you give us a kind of experience? Like, oh man, that was the day I was like, oh, that's it.
Oh gosh, I don't know if I had. I'm trying to think. I feel like I get them randomly. Like I'll just randomly be super inspired. It's usually when I'm with clients, and it's something about. Usually it's like the way. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. There's been a few women that have like broken down and cried over the impact that like from our connection with each other and just the relationship we had. And using my background knowledge from school and from all of these little small offices that I worked at, that's usually the aha moments where I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing and yeah. I'm meant to do. And like, nice. Nothing else makes sense. So
that's cool. Like, I like those moments of pure joy that lead to pure, like, you know, like your mind is just jumping into like, oh man, this is it. This is all I ever want to do. And this is never going to get old for me. Like, this is it. And I, when people do that, they're happier owners, happier people doing business. Like, that sort of thing makes me feel happy because it just means that the process of joy is just overwhelmed. Like, you are doing it for others too. And that is a butterfly effect. And hopefully people will go out and help other people too.
It totally is. I've worked for, I always loved small businesses too. So even when I was lost and like trying to figure out what I was doing, I was always working for small businesses. I bartended for a little brewery actually close to here called Ren House for a while. Mm-hmm. And that was super rad. And then I worked for a few other companies. And there are some that I feel like were ran from a place of love and joy and like pure passion. And those were always the most successful, and they always attracted like-minded team members and clients and customers. And the ones that ran their business from a place of like fear and scarcity, those were always the most unsuccessful ones. And I feel like, because you're right, it's just like a butterfly effect.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It's
exactly. Like, so there's another thing that comes to mind when I, you know, seeing your profile, and it was just something that I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I was very excited that you got to work recently with Almost 30 Podcast.
Yeah.
Those girls are amazing.
So cool.
It was incredible to see that because, A, you know, we are both fans and we've kind of experienced like hearing their podcast from the beginning and
seeing
them evolve. And
they've taken off.
Yes.
It's nuts.
And it's incredible because, you know, when you experience the things and you kind of see other people in your life affected by that, and you just like find so much joy when they have you know, just a toe in Arizona. I know that they're from California, but it's like when they came here, it was like a cool experience. Was that a cool experience? What was that all like for you as the owner?
It was insane. So one of the things, one of like my daily practices is I do meditation in the morning. And one morning last year before I had bought the business, I had this like feeling. I was like, I don't know if I should be here or LA because there's all these wellness meetups and we don't have anything like that here. And I was super frustrated. And it like came to me during a meditation that I wanted to like create that because it didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
So it was one really surreal that I get to be that place now. And I really want to make my studio that place for when these people come in, that they have a place to gather. Our community and their community just comes together. So the actual event was so crazy and rad. First of all, Lindsay and Krista are like the sweetest, nicest people ever. So that made it super rad. They weren't.
I hear there's like emotional ties. Like people cry at these events.
Oh, that was the thing. It was crazy to see. So there's 50 girls there, ladies there, which was so cool. And they were all there just to be with Krista and Lindsay. Yeah. And they just wanted to like soak them up.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was so I just got to watch. Like I really didn't even, which was amazing. It was just amazing to watch how excited these girls were to hang out with them. And it's weird because when we have an event like, especially an event like that was our biggest event yet. Yeah. It takes me, it's usually like the next day because you're kind of hustling and bustling. It's kind of like when you host a party at your house, like you're not, you're enjoying it, but like you're also trying to take care of everyone else.
Yeah, you're like nervous, like, do we have enough of this and that? And
so it's like the next day is when I got to really let it soak in. I was like, holy shit, that was so dope.
That just happened. Yeah. That just happened.
It was so cool. And they couldn't be nicer, and that was the best part. Like they were trying to stay afterwards to help clean up when they could have just like gotten their Uber and like zipped off to their next thing. But it was so amazing.
That's incredible. Like that, you know, from our perspective, like that's something that we want to start getting involved with, like doing live events, and hopefully like maybe we can do something with you and like make something happen, because between Britt and I, we both do yoga. Like we both participate in doing meditation. We do all sorts of things. So that's what one of the things that I wanted to bring up was your daily routine in the morning, because from my research, it seems like it's meditation, sage, and a little bit of Insta story in the morning for you. Yeah. Like, is that the kind of overall encompassing of your mornings?
Pretty much. So I'm so lucky that I've now gotten to the point with my schedule where I don't have to start with clients until about 9:30. Mm-hmm. So I wake up early enough that I get to have a morning routine, which not everybody gets. So I'm really grateful for that. So usually, I get up with the pups and take them out and walk around downtown, which was pretty fun. Nice. And then I do like a quick meditation in the morning. I light some sage or Palo Santo, and then I do an Insta story, usually my bulletproof every morning.
Nice.
Because at first I was doing it so often that it almost annoyed people. And then it got to a point where now people message me all the time asking for the recipe. So that's kind of what I wanted to do.
That's the other thing. She drinks bulletproof coffee, everyone. What's that like for you? Like, is that the switch? Was it like hard or do you still drink caffeine?
So basically mine's like a bulletproof variation. So I do my normal coffee in like a French press and I put it in my blender with either like a mushroom powder. I do ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen that helps your body deal with stress, which is super amazing. If anyone has issues with stress or a stressful job, that's like my favorite thing ever to use. Nice. And then I just put fun stuff in there like cacao and cinnamon and anything other fun. Stuff to make it taste good. It tastes really good. And then you do like a coconut oil or grass-fed butter because the caffeine binds to the fat. Mm-hmm. So it gives you like a sustainable release of caffeine to nerd out on everyone. Yeah. But it tastes really good. It makes me feel really good. So I love it. And I'm not one of those people that can eat first thing in the morning. So that's kind of why I made this switch. I get nauseous and like I'm really annoyed.
You share some qualities with someone I truly know that you would get along with.
I wonder.
I just it's really funny though because it's like that sort of thing for us. We do the lemon and apple cider vinegar in the morning, and that's kind of our daily routine in the morning is getting up. Getting ready, drinking that stuff, and depending on who gets up first, like if she gets up first, she'll meditate before I get up and things like that. So it's just all dependent, but a lot of the things that we focus on are really just, we want to enjoy our day. We really want to release some tension before we go to work. Just get prepared mentally a lot of the times too. A lot of the things from the day before just kind of ruin you and just mess with your head, or if you didn't sleep well, that sort of stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I found too, it's really easy to like wake up and want to either get on social media or check my work emails. And when I do that and skip the morning routine, it throws the entire day
off.
You're already in that like hamster wheel mode and you can't ever like stop it. Yeah. So sometimes I'll do like a midday meditation if that ends up happening, because halfway through the day I'll be like, why am I so stressed out? I'm like, I missed
that thing in the morning. There's so much to like that being the motivator for your day.
Yeah.
And just kind of like always pushing you forward, like mentally and physically too. It's like there's something about the morning, like Chris, not everyone's awake. You're like the first thing, like you can focus on yourself, that
sort of thing. It's so true. Yeah. And especially I feel like working with clients too, I put a lot of pressure on myself because it's just one-on-one to give them a certain amount of energy.
Yeah.
So I need to be in the right space. Otherwise, it's going to throw our session off and they're investing their time and their money and I want to make it worth it.
Yeah.
So it's huge for me.
And speaking of motivation, I know someone has a special motivation that keeps her like a motivating quote. Now, there's a tattoo involved in this.
I had a feeling you're going to ask this.
Again, the research is all there.
You're so good.
Can you like first give us the quote and tell us the story behind like why it's your favorite, and then kind of explain why it keeps you motivated?
Yeah. So the quote is, if love is anything, it is everything. It's the only tattoo I have. It's on my left forearm. Mm-hmm. And I actually got it right after I had just bought the business because I was super into poetry at the time. And it was just a quote that really stuck out to me. And I always wanted my first tattoo or any tattoo to have some sort of significance or meaning for me. So I just kind of like put the quote in my house and looked at it every day to make sure I was like super committed to it.
Yeah.
So I just bought the business and I wanted some kind of reminder to do everything with love, especially a business, because that's why I started. So I went randomly. I had gone to work that Saturday morning. It was like a random Saturday morning. I was like, I think I'm going to get a tattoo today. Mm-hmm. So I just went right after I trained clients. And I was like, do you guys have any openings? Like, we do. So,
which one did you go to?
Golden Rule on Roosevelt. Yeah. They're so dope. They're so good there.
Good.
And it was the most enjoyable experience. And I get so many compliments on it. Aww. And it's just, yeah, it's just a reminder to do everything with love, especially my business. But really, when I have really stressful days where I'm like either in a fear mode or like I don't know what I'm doing, I just, it's one of those things that I look down, I'm like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, you got
you
this.
You got this.
You got this. Can you give us a little bit of like the studio aspect? Like, what can people do to, like, if they want to get involved or if they want to, like, maybe get some training from you?
Yeah. So we do, I didn't intend for it to be like this, but it's all women clients, which is really, really mm-hmm. cool. So it's a boutique style wellness studio. We do personal training. I have a lot of mom clients because mm-hmm. it's just the one-on-one, so they can bring in their little kiddos and they can run around while mom works out. And she doesn't have to have the excuse of like, there's no one to watch the kids or trying to figure all that out. But then, so why I rebranded from Mint Body to Exhale was I really wanted to incorporate all of like the woo-woo spiritual stuff that I was into.
It's not woo-woo. It's Eastern style medicine. Like, I know, honestly, you know, there's a lot of negativity and kind of, you know, just short of mind sort of thing. And I was definitely a skeptical mm-hmm. person myself. And there's aspects of it that Brittany jumps in a lot more than I do, that I just can't deny that, you know, certain things are there that I can't explain or can't feel, or just really, it's just something that you have to experience for yourself.
Yeah.
That it's just, it's there. And, you know, as hard as I try and come up with some other thing, I just like the feeling of like, if it is woo-woo, then I'm gonna stick with like that term of like, it's the energy, it's the metaphysical part of my being.
Totally. I love that you said that, because some people still, I mean, a lot of people are still mm-hmm. I use woo-woo because I kind of just use it to make fun of it, but mm-hmm. I wanted to bring those concepts and do it in a really modern and digestible way, because I have been to other studios where I'm like, oh, cool, they're doing Kundalini, and I'll go, and I'm like, whoa, this is like a little too much for me.
A little too crazy for my taste, but okay, I see where it's going.
Like, I love what they're doing, but I'm like, okay, there's got to be a different way.
There's got
to
be,
there's got to be other people like me out there that want it a little bit more modern mm-hmm. or just easier to understand, or to not feel like a cult. So.
Have you listened to a couple of, like, the woo-woo-y like podcasts at all? Like,
I feel like the ones that I listen to have a good balance. Like the Almost 30 Girls have a really great balance.
Yeah.
There's another girl called, she's in New Orleans and it's called Raw Talk with Sheena. She's,
Like you just.
Oh, is she on it?
Yeah.
Because she's friends with them, I think, right? Yeah.
And they like you're just saying things that she's listening to. Like, so go ahead and just say it.
So I feel like those are a good balance of having like she has someone come on that's talking to like the Pleiadians, which are like aliens and like in this different tone, but it's still really cool and fascinating.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I don't know. So I wanted to bring those kinds of events to the studio. So like this weekend on Sunday, we have an astrology event. We've done numerology, mm-hmm. new moon circles, mm-hmm. and in addition to the personal training and the nutrition coaching. I just wanted to do like all different aspects.
Yeah. I like that. I like mm-hmm. the idea of just like having something more digestible and a place to go actually be at and kind of participate in. And are those events, like the ones that are not the one-on-ones, mm-hmm. those events, are they open to anyone?
Yeah, they're open to anyone. We open them up to both female and males, but it's only women that come, which is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I get it. It's like, it's not for most, like a lot of people. Like, you know, there's certain few and far between that will actually feel like this is for them, but it's like, For me, I'm game for anything. I'm game cool. for like trying anything, and we've been very open-minded to anyone who, this is like an open door policy. So it's like so cool. anyone who wants to come in here and, you know, explain to us. And it's just like from a level of like, I want to hear the story, and mm-hmm. I want to, you know, I don't want to shun away anyone who's like adamant about what they do or adamant about this thing in their life. I just want them to share it. And if you can share it in a way that I can digest it, I'm yeah. all game for it. Like it's fun for me. And like, you know, learning yoga wasn't easy, but I, you know, getting more and more into it and getting better at it, it's just a lot of good for me, like mm-hmm. physically, and just like gives me an opportunity to just throw a lot of negativity away and just like clear my mind on certain things and just yeah. really give me a level head at the end of the day. So, you know, it's like I was skeptical, but then you just do it and it feels a lot better at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's so rad. That's like, that's my biggest thing is just try it. And if you don't like it, then you can just say you didn't like it. Yeah. But yeah, like yeah, there's exactly. nothing to be scared of.
There's nothing to be yeah. scared of. What, like, because the one thing there's a lot of things that I think that we have in common that I'm just like fascinated by. One of the people that we do have in common, ooh. I think you met Draylon. Do you know Draylon? Because he did the photos for the Almost 30 podcast girls when they were there.
Oh, no, I don't know him. Okay. No.
The other person you uh-huh. may know is Anthony.
I do.
You know Anthony?
Anthony.
Okay. I know.
You know Anthony.
He was my episode number two.
What? When oh, he was?
Yes.
He didn't tell me that. That's yeah. crazy.
Well, it was a long ago, and it's when he had his other business.
Which one?
With the
Origins
animal.
Origins and Oddities?
Yeah, Origins
yeah,
and Oddities.
With the taxidermy? Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
He was my very second episode. Like, it was literal, like, a while ago. And it was when he had his short hair.
It's long now.
Hey, we're talking about this guy. He's gonna listen to this. It's gonna be funny. But he's a cool guy to us, and it was just like, it's cool that like, again, we have so many ties that like
that's
the
so
strand
funny.
Is just like overlapping so many times, and it's just like really cool for me, and I love spouting things like that out because if people are like, oh yeah, I know that
yeah,
guy,
that I'm like, ooh, I'm blushing.
It's okay. He's a model too, so I get it. I get the appeal.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Yeah, I have nothing bad to say. He was so great, and he like helped us out a lot with some like photography and stuff.
Sweet,
and
yeah.
So it's like at the end of the day, this has been a friend builder. Like it's yeah. just like we've had so many cool people that are just honest and open with us, and it's been a lot of fun for us to kind of like share their story and participate, have them help us out a little bit, because it's always good to collaborate on cool stuff.
So much fun. I love things like this because it just brings more people in the community together, which is yeah. so exciting to me.
Oh man, let's talk a little bit about like goals, like because I know for us especially, we did a at the beginning of the year, we set our goals and kind of try to make things manifest mm-hmm. in life and manifest in our own kind of mind and things like that. For you, did you set out any goals for this year, or are there anything that you're excited for the business?
Yeah, I think the biggest goal was having a space for people like not the influencers, but the bigger people in wellness in LA to mm-hmm. have a space to host events and
nice.
Come host events in Arizona. So it was kind of wild to me that mm-hmm. it happened in February already. And so we have another one planned in March with another gal from LA, and it's called, her company's called Holisticism. If you haven't, Britt, check it out. She's so cool. So she's gonna come in next month, and we're gonna host like a Reiki event, which is gonna be super cool. She's also bringing another woman from LA. Yeah. So I'm really stoked about that. Was like my big goal, was having a space to do all of these things. So I want to yeah. keep up with that.
Absolutely.
What other goals?
That's that's cool that you are so open to like having people do events at your spot yeah. and just kind of being so open to the community and just having an opportunity to go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's always cool.
It's really cool. So at the Almost 30 event, it was crazy to me, out of the 50 women that were there, probably 40 of them had never heard of us or been there, or I had never seen them. So I just want to keep bringing like-minded, especially women, together, because we exist and we're here, but we just haven't found like our spot together yet. So to be the spot is so crazy exciting to me. It's so cool.
I mean, honestly, you know, from what I've experienced too, it's just like there's so many incredible things that support-wise women have taken it upon themselves to like be that overall encompassing link to one another. They like, especially with the No Tribe, like the doing that, what was that like? Because for us, we just sat down with Sarah and she was just so enthusiastic about, oh, we got 150 women that are just fantastic all around the valley, all these incredible women one by one. And I was like, cool, I want to meet all of them. Like, bring them in. Like, I'll do 150 episodes just off the bat. Like, you're one of them. What was that like? Like, for you, do you take accomplishments well? That laugh says it all. Do you take, you know, like, things like that really well? Like, you know, thank you.
It's, I'm just now getting to that point. It was really hard for me to, I think the best way to phrase this was to, like, own the fact that I owned a business, because I'm still, I feel like, fairly young, and it was still very new. And so when people would compliment me, I would obviously be so grateful, but at the same time, like, I wouldn't absorb it or like really soak it in. So moments like the notebook, I'm just like, oh, that's cool. Like, I don't know. But now I really make a conscious effort to soak all of that in and embrace all of this, because it's so flattering and so exciting. And I am just super grateful. I've been connected to so many amazing people in the community that have been so supportive of me and the business. So it's surreal, but I'm doing a better job at owning it.
It was crazy for us to like be invited to that sort of event, because we've never experienced anything like that. Yeah. And then, you know, we're nudging each other like, and we saw you and you were like standing by yourself and we're like, we should at least like say hi, you know, because we both know who she is. Uh-huh. And like, let's say hi and just see how it goes.
Like, I love that you guys said hi. Yeah, because that's another thing. I'm getting better at these kinds of events too, because I'm very introverted. So those kinds of things are very outside of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So it takes, and it's just, so I'm trying to get better at like networking and connecting with people, because they can be a little overwhelming and like overstimulating sometimes for me. So
that's why you do the one-on-ones. Yeah. It's like, stick to one-on-ones. It's more laid back that way.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why I was super excited when you guys came up to me. Oh, thank you. And I love that. I think that's the other thing about sometimes like these networking events, not that that was a networking event, but the events that are more geared towards networking is, there can be a lack of connection with people. So
especially when they're like, you guys all had different photo shoots. Yeah. It's like none of us knew each other.
Yeah.
So you're just like throwing people into the den of like, mingle. Yeah. Like, do it.
And I like didn't think about bringing someone or bringing a date or anything. So I'm like, I'll just go. Then I got there. I was like, oh, I like definitely should have brought someone. I needed like a buffer here. But it was still rad.
It was a blast for us, because it's like, you know, we've met some people. So we had some friends there that we were catching up with. But then there were like people that we didn't know that were like, oh my goodness, we got introduced to like a movie producer and
that's
things like
so
that.
Cool.
And it was like really like awesome, fantastic people like that. And they were just like, yeah, we love that idea. Like, they loved our idea of a podcast like for local businesses. They're like,
so great.
And I was like, oh, okay. Honestly, this was like, all of this was just really like me saying, I can do that. Like, I think I can do that. I want to do that. And I have people in my life that own businesses. Why don't I do that?
Yeah.
So I did it. And I was just like, and it's been fun ever since. So
how long have you guys been doing this now?
2 years.
2 years? That's so awesome.
So we're like at 100 and I think the last 19. Really?
Nice.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. it's so much more work than people think. I had a podcast with a friend
a
while. Yeah, for like 6 months maybe, and she doesn't live here, so we had to record in different states, like
over everything. The sky.
Yeah, exactly. So like you don't, there's like sound quality and things that you don't think about as a listener, and then you start it and you're like, oh, this is a way more work. So just so people listening know, it's way more work than you think. So the fact that you guys do it so well is such an accomplishment.
So now my mind is turning, and something makes me feel like this right here could be a podcast.
Yeah.
Like the two of you just like, and I will do all the work. I will record it. You can come over whenever you want. Yeah. You guys just sit and chat. I'll take all the photos.
Oh, I love
don't have to do anything. Yeah. And you guys just go. I think that'd be cool. Like,
I would so be down. Yeah.
Yes. Let's.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah.
We should try at least one. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. My one of my other questions is, what's your favorite crystal? Because you know everyone's got a favorite one, and you seem like you have quite like a extensive crystal collection.
I'm trying. So you have one. It's the rose quartz is probably my favorite. One, it's just beautiful. And two, it's the one that you usually, like if you do meditate with, you can put it on like your heart center point, and it just helps you relax and bring you into like a loving space. So that one's usually just my favorite one. And you can get those almost anywhere. Like Camelback Flower Shop is where I got mine. So that one's like the easiest one to access. So if you're just starting out and it's affordable, some of them can be super pricey. So I'm going to say rose quartz.
Do you know the owner of Camelback Flower?
Teresa, it's funny because I'm actually going to be training her next month. So
tell her I'm looking for her. You tell her I'm looking for her. Everyone that comes on this episode, there's like someone else that I'm like, you tell them I'm looking for them. I just did it with Gina, who's the midday host of 101.5.
Oh, nice.
And we're trying to get Niche on here. Because we've had Natasha Castle. We've had Joey Boy. Now it's like the rest of the morning.
He would be fun.
Yeah. Niche is like, seems like he's down for the fun times.
That would be so entertaining.
I'm so like, again, it's like, this is just ways to make cool friends.
Yeah, exactly. And it's crazy because the more people you meet, the more you like see the spider web of like, oh my gosh, we're all connected.
Yes. Every day we're just like tripping over like, oh my god, like this person's the photographer for this person.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like we've done this long enough to realize that like there's no, this place is a small world.
Yeah.
Phoenix is for a sure. small bubble.
Yeah.
And we love it because
it's so cool.
Because it gives us a chance to like really like honestly, we just wanna again like do this. This back and forth, this like fun kind of downtime with the owners. It's just really supposed to be like that because you guys are people. You guys are owners, but you guys are people. Like let's communicate. Let's talk about the things. Here's another question that I can ask you. Other than your business, what is like on your mind? Like if I said for like, don't put your business out of the way.
Yeah.
This is something that I love that I'm obsessed with, which is a Gary V, because I know you are a fan of Gary V.
I am a fan of Gary V.
It's
a
Gary V question.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, the one thing, it could be super small, like micro, like I'm very fascinated with porcelain dolls or like, you know, just Reiki, like, you know, it's things that's occupying your brain right now, other than your business.
Okay. So Okay, it's different than wellness, and it's outside of the realm of business, but because I worked for that brewery, Ren House, I completely fell in love with craft beer and, like, the art and science behind it. It's so rad and so amazing, so that would be my thing.
Now that gives me, because we are actually doing an episode on Friday with Tap That AZ, which is focusing all on brewery.
Yeah. I think I've just heard of them, like, the other day. That's crazy.
They're so awesome.
Yes.
We're going to be at Mother Brunch.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. That'll be good.
It's going to be a good episode. I'm so excited because I get to taste beer.
Yes. It's going to be great. Yeah. It's just going to keep getting better. Yeah.
It's
going
to get better and better. But yeah, it's like that's that sort of thing that like we all have a different obsession. Like this thing of like that's occupying my mind right now is my mom's in ASU online school. So there's a couple of things that I have to help her with the homework wise, like that requires Illustrator and like doing some kind of cool animation stuff with her. So I'm excited about doing that.
That's cool.
And that's kind of occupying
my mind.
And good
for her for doing online school. And
oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
She had two sons. I went to college and my brother, he went to college, but he had a health issue. He had to stop. And then, so she's just like, well, both of my kids are out of the house. Both of my kids are like adults. Well, you know, I'm going to go back to school. And she's cool. Just like, you know, killing it right now. It's funny though, because awesome. She does her homework online at the house. And so like my brother and my dad are there sometimes. It's just like, it's like, you got it wrong. Like, why'd you get it wrong? So it's like, so she's like, well, if you're going to yell and shout at me, you might as well help me with my homework.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's just like, it's a family. Like, I did it all by myself, but she has like everyone helping her and wanting to help her, which is really great for us.
That's
like,
so great.
It's like we focus on her homework.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Get that A. All of you. So you have this business, you have dogs, which
I do.
How many dogs do you have?
Just two.
Yeah. What kind are they? Rescues?
They're rescues. One of them's deaf. Yeah, so she's extra special.
So you gotta take extra special care of her.
I do. I train the one who's not deaf, Ava, to train the other one for me. Yeah. That's how I worked
Time
it
to get
out.
Up. Yeah.
They're like, do your dogs know sign language? I'm like, no, I just trained that one to train that one. So that's how I worked it out.
Did they come to work with you and everything?
No, they're kind of crazy. Mm. So I'm afraid to bring them. They're just very high energy. By crazy, I mean very high energy. So yeah. I don't want to like
keep them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
They're
it.
Good at home.
Just leave it at home.
Yeah. But they're awesome. They're super cool.
What other things are you excited about training for? Like, because I know that you're having all of these events coming to mm-hmm. you, and I'm assuming that every bit of the events you're got a little bit of a passion for.
Yeah.
Is like, is there something that you haven't scheduled yet that you want to get? Maybe we can help you a little bit.
Ooh, that's a good question. Wow.
Because there's one thing that I want to learn more about is the Tibetan sound bowls.
Oh, I would love to do, sound bowls and like sound baths and sound meditation.
Ooh,
I
that sounds
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm really
that.
Interested in is the soaking tub, like the soaking, what are the
isolation
chambers.
Yes, yeah, where you're like the float tanks.
The float tanks,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
haven't done
try.
That either, but I want to.
I want to try one of those. Those sound cool.
There's like Groupons for them. Everyone's like, just do a Groupon. I'm like, I guess that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
That's true. So, but then again, I was like, I want to, like, if there's a local place out there, please.
Exactly.
Please contact us because I want to support you.
I would
you at the end
much
of the
prefer to do that. Yeah.
The other part of it is too, like, the kind of the crux of this podcast is we get like, because we had local first come on here.
Oh yeah.
And it's like they're like local businesses are struggling, like we get to hear all the bad things about like too. It's like we like, and when the farmers came on, they're like, there's probably like 70 seasons of growing left on this earth. And I'm like, what is going on?
I don't want to hear that.
Like,
oh my
apocalyptic
God.
Stuff like I just, you know, it's the good and the bad with this podcast because we have to hear all of it.
Totally.
And we have to understand those sort of things. But at the same time, it's like the other part of it is every gardener that we did an interview with, mm-hmm. they left us seeds and like gave us seeds
that's
to like
so cool.
grow on our own. That like, I'm so like fanatic about all the farming people that come on our show.
Yeah.
That like, it's just amazing. But again, it's like, the crux of this is like we learn the good with the bad.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's, I feel like it's the thing that does build connection to is getting to hear either those failures or like the harder times of things. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Speaking of harder times,
why don't you tell us a little bit of what things people miss? Like, what are some things that you are challenged with that people may not know about your business or about, you know, you individually?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is it's, especially with social media, it's hard sometimes not to compare yourself. The social media is, it's very easy for a business to project that everything's great all the mm-hmm. time, or that they're succeeding overnight and really fast. They just opened up, they're making tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the biggest challenge is I'm doing it all on my own. I'm like a one-woman show, which I love and is so awesome, but it can be really hard to be the person that's training clients and doing the marketing and doing like the book, like the admin stuff, and like tax season's coming up. So it's like my first season as like a business owner.
Like, did I pay myself? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. And then not comparing yourself two other businesses on social media, like, well, they just opened up 6 months ago and I've just had Exhale for 6 months, so why aren't I at the place that they're at? And it's like, well, one, it's not, it might just be a facade, but two, like,
why didn't Caitlin ask us to host that yoga class? Those sort of questions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm skip kidding with you. It's fine. It's like your face is like, oh no, he feels bad. Like, no, it's fine. Like, I honestly, it's like, it's, you know, the great thing about being a podcaster is being a little bit secluded from the social side of like, really, it's not about us. It's about you guys and about, you know, connecting with all of your fans and making sure that you guys are heard and seen. For us, like,
That's super cool.
It's an accomplishment on your own, but it, again, it's like all of what we're trying to do is connect everyone, and you know, it's not really about me, like the podcaster. It's really about the owners and the people who come on here. So
that's rad. Well. That's what makes you guys successful.
Just like there's so many things. I'm gonna try and come up with one other question, but I'm gonna throw it to Britt right now because. This is Britt's corner. This is Britt's time. I gotta come up with a cool
song.
Like Britt's corner. Britt's question of the day. Hey. Yeah,
we'll work on it. Caitlyn Jenner is not impressed. She is not into it.
She's really, you know,
that's
the funny
her impressed face.
Yeah. The funny thing is that I was like in the office working and she had come home from yoga. Uh-huh. And she's like, right now, like today. And she's like looking at her through the window. She's like, I'm not opening this door for you.
Like, hello, let me in, girl.
Well, you took my crystal question. Let's go back to the brewery. So, best favorite craft beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Be careful here, because everyone is listening.
I know. If I'm at, like, a restaurant or another brewery, I think I always start with an IPA just to be safe. Mm-hmm. But I really, really love sours, too, which a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But there is an art to it, and they can be so good. Nice. I love the ones that, like, almost hurt your jaw. They're so sour. Yeah. I was, like, a Warhead kid growing up, so this makes sense.
That makes sense, yes. Well, yeah. I'm actually a kilt lifter. I like the kilt lifter. That's my jam.
That's solid, yeah.
Yeah, it's a solid, like, it's not too crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just enough to get you there.
Exactly, yeah. That's the best way to put it. Exactly.
That's my craft beer of choice. You can take it or leave it. We actually just went to House. We went to DeSoto, but I went with one of her friends that came to visit us. And we went to House Brewery. House Brewery. H-U-S-S.
Is it H-U? Oh, Huss. Huss?
Yeah, Huss.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I want to say House because, like, it seems German. Yeah. So it's like, it feels like it should
totally.
Be House.
Totally. Yeah.
Like cool house. But yeah, it's like their brewery, like their whole little DeSoto little.
Yeah, I haven't like been since they had their pop up.
It's so good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
I had their Blondie.
Their Blondie's good. Yeah.
So good.
They do a good job.
Yes. So it's like, and since you're here downtown too, it's like we should go, like all of us should go for a beer. It's like,
I would love
fun.
That.
Yes.
There's so many good spots too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm down. Yes. Let's do it. God, guys, we're making friends, making connections here. Come on. Come aboard on Finding Arizona. So I think the last part of like what we're going to talk about is just really what you want people to like, what are some things that you want people to know about you and your business? Like what is, if you could say, you know, my friends describe my business in these three words, what do you want those to be?
Ooh, that's such a good one.
Your clients, I guess.
My clients, which are like friends. My friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy because every client has turned into a friend, which is the coolest thing. I think some of my favorite things that I've heard, one was from a woman who said when she came in, she didn't think she was going to stick more than like a week with me. Mm-hmm. And she's been there now, I think a year and a half. She started just when I started.
Nice.
Because she said I made it fun and because of our connection. And I think that's really the biggest thing for me is these people, these friends, these clients are investing so much of their time and money. And I to me, connection is the biggest thing. The fact that I give a shit about them, I think, means so much.
Absolutely.
So even when I'm hiring new people, it's, you can look great on paper and have all the certifications, but it's really that one-on-one connection that you have with someone, and the way you make them feel seen is so much more important. You really have to care. And I think for all business owners, it's like, you really have to care for it to be successful now, because like you were saying, there are so many struggles with small businesses. You have, that's the thing that keeps me going, is that this is what I love to do and this is what I'm meant to do. And really the biggest thing is so, like, so much further beyond helping someone like get abs or reach a certain goal weight. Like, that's never our goal. It's always diving down deeper and what's been holding them back from loving themselves, and helping especially women love their bodies or love themselves through our classes or our training or whatever form that looks like, because everyone is different, whether it's yoga, whether it's strength training, whether it's meditation. Just helping people fall in love with themselves again is it's everything. Yeah, it's what I'm here to do.
A holistic balance.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what I like to hear.
And still getting to eat pizza and drink craft beer, so...
That's what I like to hear right there. Yeah. Yes. There's someone actually you should, we've had her on, and her name is Lauren McBride. I don't know.
Oh, she saw, I know who she is. Yeah. I think she reached out to the studio once. Yeah. But we've never,
She's fantastic. We had her in for an episode, but her whole holistic background is just like the exact same way. It's
super
like,
rad.
It's a whole branch of like balance. Like, she's, her like whole dynamic is like, these certain parts of your mind, body, spirit, all of these things kind of make up your holistic life. And she's incredibly smart, intelligent. Cool. She's got all of her, like she does it all. Like, I can't imagine how she keeps it all in balance, like balanced in her life. But after we did her podcast, or after she came on our podcast to do an episode, and we see her on Channel 3 News, all this stuff.
Yeah, I think,
and
that's like, probably where I've seen her. Yeah. She sounds super familiar.
She's super nice, too. Like, cool. She's so down to earth and, like, was incredible, like, about coming on the show and just, like, explaining certain things about what she does to keep holistic and balanced and things like that.
Nice.
One thing before you go.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that people should do, like, to really, like, to keep that whole... Like, what's the thing that people, I guess... You know, the most beneficial thing that they can do in the morning, I guess. That's the one thing I want to hear.
In the morning, it's going to be creating some sort of routine. It's so, even if it's a 5-minute meditation, that alone is so like impactful. So, but for some people, it's prayer. For some people, it's yoga. For some people, it's like for cooking breakfast for their family or spending time with their kids. It's just getting out of that like hustle and bustle of jumping out of bed, straight into the shower, straight into like just taking 5 extra minutes to wake up a little bit earlier and creating that little routine. I always say meditation, but really can be anything, and everyone's so different.
Sometimes I just like, I don't even really call it meditation. I like stare blankly like into space to kind of like defrag.
And like just breathing, the breathing alone is insane. You can do that in the shower. Yeah. If you don't have the extra time, like do it in the shower, like five deep belly breaths and you're good.
She'll ask me, she's like, what are you staring at? I'm like, nothing. Like, what are you thinking about? Nothing. Like that's the whole point.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Nothing. It's like the nothing. One time in your day where you're just like
nothing.
Yeah, exactly. The best.
Well, thank you so much, Kaylin, for coming on the show. It means a lot to us that like you are someone that we can actually turn to be a friend, and hopefully we can make a connection and like do something cool together.
Yeah, yeah, let's
I'm
do
so
it.
Excited.
Let's do a podcast.
Yeah,
let's do it all.
Yeah. At the end, we kick it to you to kind of promote your business and tell everyone where they can find you on social and any events that you want everyone to know about, and just plug away.
Cool. Okay, so you can find us on Instagram at Exhale Wellness PHX. That's the same with our Facebook. Our website is the same, exhalewellnesspHX.com. Our upcoming events, we have them posted. Social media is going to be the best way to find them. Like this Sunday, we have the astrology workshop, but I don't know when will this be released. Will
probably be another 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so just keep up to tabs on the social media because you'll find all of our events on there, and they change all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it.
Are you going to go to Phoenix Flea? Do you ever?
Ooh, I've never been, but I would love to go. Yeah.
We do a live Ooh. Recording. We go around to different booths because they're all friends.
And oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Marty from Saw and Steel, who made the lighting there.
Yeah.
Made this
I know
cool,
that.
Cool, like, the light up cactus. That was Alexa, Ooh. Everyone.
She's jumping in.
He made this like cool light up cactus.
Oh.
And he's like, Jose, you need to bring a dance crew and some PA mics and we'll just get it popping over there. And I was like, done.
Yeah.
He's so funny though. He's like, it's a blast. But it's like, we do cool things like that. But you should check it out because it's downtown.
Yeah, it's right by me now. It's just so cool.
Also, get there in the morning because
it gets crazy, doesn't it? Yeah, it gets insane.
Oh, yeah. It gets super crazy.
Yes, exactly.
It gets popping in there.
Done.
Yeah. All right.
Sold.
Well, everyone, you can always find us at findingarizonapodcast.com, and all our stuff is under Finding Arizona Podcast. We make it easy. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Finding Arizona AZ. And it would mean a lot to us if you go to patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast to get early releases and updated stuff like new things that we're doing. Like, we're going to do a series on photographers. We're doing all sorts of cool stuff, and it would, you know, a little bit of money goes a long way for us to go and travel and do more things with incredible people like Caitlin and do incredible events like that. So findingarizonapodcast.com. thank you so much, and with that we say good night.
Bye.